Well, if anybody knows what kind of gardening fun you can have when it's 33 and half raining and half snowing, it would be Tom Casper, master gardener, past president of the Duluth Garden Flower Society, and longtime host of Tips for Hardy Gardeners. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Well, it's not storming. I guess that's, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I like seeing your posts on Facebook with your things about the weather. So if anything, folks should just friend you just to see those.
Well, I've got a couple of funny apps. I do love weather. I'm just kind of a weather junkie. And I've got kind of a couple of funny apps. One that I like that lets you put the current temperature over a picture of, you know, a photograph maybe of whatever it is that you might be doing, which is always fun, whether it's, you know, a cat asleep in front of the fire or outside baking and, you know, burning in the backyard, whatever it might be. And then another one is just funny forecasts, and, you know, it gives you an accurate temperature and then says something that is funny to indiscreet, depending on how you set the settings, and I try to set mine to discreet because that's just how I roll.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, or something. Okay, fine. So
anyway,
there are our lilac bushes. Larry Weber talked about this, how our lilac bushes and our apple trees and all of the shrubbery and things that we have that aren't native, and they're all hanging on to their leaves in the sleet,
yep,
and the snow, and it's really kind of pathetic.
Yeah.
Makes them just look kind of sad.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting that we went from a nice fall to really significantly below normal temperatures, and we're really looks like we're going to be there rolling into the end of fall here and into winter, at least for the short time, and noticing that with a lot of trees where they're still hanging on to their leaves, they were not able to properly form basically a break from the leaves. So some of them are going to hang on for a little while here, but they'll eventually keep falling and find their way into our snows and onto our lawns and the woods and things like that. So
now, what about if we get one of those? You know, we've had a couple of these heavy, heavy snows, really wet snows, and the snowflakes come down on their biggest dinner plates. And you look at, you know, your pine trees, and the pine trees are, I mean, they're just flattened with this snow. Do we need to get out there and jiggle those branches and get that snow off those branches?
That's a really good question, too. And a lot of people have gone out and tried to do that and ended up with more damage to those plants than if they would have just let it go and have nature slowly melt it or, you know, just or fall off the trees. Depending on the volume, if you can get out and the size of the plant, if it's small enough and you can do that without damaging that plant, it's okay to do that. But use some discretion, because it can that heavy snow can easily break those tender branches, especially on some of our smaller stuff. So it's better to, if it isn't too bad, to leave it. If you feel like you need to do it, be very, very careful. I think you can break next year's blooms or for years worth of growth, things like that. So I'd use a lot of discretion when doing it.
So you don't have any hard and fast rules about pine jiggling?
No. I leave the pine jiggling up to the jiggler.
I think there's a book there, at least a PBS special.
Oh, I like that.
You know. All right. Well, I get to be a guest. If you're going to do it, I get to be a guest.
All right.
So
guest host.
All right.
So yeah.
Okay. All right.
So things you could be doing in your garden in 33 degree weather. That was how you opened it.
That's your challenge.
And my response is to sit by a warm fire.
I like it.
No, actually, if you do want to get out, there are quite a few things you could be doing, and a lot of them really have to do with, at this time of year now, protecting some of those plants that might be in the line of something that gets hungry later this fall or into the winter. So wrapping the trunks of your recently planted tree. So in your case, you have autumn glazed maple and an apple tree that you just love and adore, and they've grown for you and are providing joy. Getting tree wrapped and wrapping the trunks of those trees, certainly anything that is 6 inches in diameter or less is a good thing. The tree wrap is very inexpensive. Our favorite hardware store has it. Only a couple of dollars, and you can wrap several trunks of trees with it and then just tape it off with duct tape at the top and the bottom. That protects that tree from deer rubbing against it, from rabbits stripping the bark, from mice girdling it, from wolves chewing on it. All these things can happen.
And sunscald.
And sunscald, yeah.
See, I pay attention.
See?
Yeah.
So there's a multiple of things that can happen to that recently planted tree during the winter, and many of them aren't good. So for just a few dollars, we can go out and protect that investment that we might have spent hundreds and hundreds of dollars on. And it really only takes a couple of minutes. Certainly can be done in 33-degree weather without getting yourself too cold or too wet. So that would be one thing you could do. Another would be burlapping some of those evergreens that deer have learned to love and browse upon. And we see in a lot of places evergreens, especially arborvitaes and yews, things like that, where the deer have created quite a browse line where they've gone in and done a lot of damage to those, and in many cases destroyed.
What protects... hedges and shrubberies. I'm in the mood to say shrubberies today. What protects them from snowplows? Short of you standing there in front of them with your arms outspread as the plow comes down your street.
Well, that's an unfortunate, difficult fight that many homeowners have to deal with. Both if it's a municipal plow, or if it's a private operator with a plow that's pushing snow into people's gardens or into their plantings or into their boulevards when they shouldn't be. So certainly getting after that person, especially if it's a private contractor, because they shouldn't be doing that. In the case of municipalities, sometimes it's they have nowhere else to put the snow. It just ends up in unfortunate places.
Would snow fence do any good?
Snow fence?
Could you run a little bit of snow fence and then maybe they push the snow against the snow fence, and maybe the snow fence kind of keeps it from smushing into your yard or things in your yard?
Snow fence would definitely help, especially if you're dealing with a private operator, because they don't want it. That fence potentially will damage their plow or do damage to their equipment, and they don't want that. And snow fencing also helps as a guide for those people that are pushing snow, so they know that there's something there. People are, without standing there with their arms folded and a finger shaken at them, they know that there's things there that they should not be putting snow on.
It would be hard to be a snowplow operator, because either you're out there doing your job and people are grumbling because you're putting the snow in places they don't want it, or people are grumbling because you're not out there doing your job.
Yeah, you're either too early or you're too late.
Something.
So snow fencing will work good for something like that, for protecting against plows in most cases. Now, also, like I mentioned, burlapping some of those evergreens. There's also some netting that you can put over some of your shrubs that will also help to keep the deer off, or the deer away from them, or rabbits.
Is that the netting with the little Christmas lights on it?
you can get some that double as Christmas decorations as well. But most of the netting I'm referred to is just a little small plastic netting that you can wrap some of your shrubs in. And there is a challenge with it, and I'll just warn people about it. Two things. One of them is hard. Sometimes can be hard to remove, especially if you wait till after the plant is growing in the spring. The other is there is a tendency for it to potentially trap birds Sometimes occasionally a bird will get caught in it, or even a young animal with some unfortunate results. So using that, you want to be very cautious with it. Make sure you secure the end well so nothing can get in or behind it.
Boy, that's for darn sure. Wildwoods doesn't need any more injured animals to take care of in the springtime. That's for sure. They've got a bunch.
Yeah. So I would recommend the other choices before that: tree wrap, burlap, fencing before you use the deer netting.
Okay. All right. Well, and I really love that sit by the fire. I think that's a great tip, too. We don't want to let that one get lost along the way in the shuffle.
That's right. You can always get that.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, TK, we'll talk to you again next or in a couple of weeks. How's that grab you?
Sounds good. You have a good Thanksgiving.
You too.
Tom
Casper this morning, our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners every other Tuesday here on KUMD.